Arg. The film Voices from El Sayed focuses on a Bedouin village in the Negev desert in Israel, which has the highest concentration of deaf people in the world. Over the generations, a unique sign language has evolved in El Sayed, where deafness is so common it's not regarded as a handicap. Ian Willoughby spoke to the film's director, Oded Adomai Leshem, and asked him, why does the village have such a high percentage of deaf people?
This is a genetical deafness, and Sheikh El Sayed, which was the founder of the village, came to the Negev Desert 200 years ago, and he was deaf. So his sons, many sons that he had were deaf, and this continued on in the tribe.
And what is distinctive about the sign language of the people in El Sayed?
Yeah, it's just a different sign language that evolved during the many generations that deaf people were living in this village. So it's completely different from Israeli sign language, which is completely different from Czech sign language or French sign language. They are all different languages.
Is it the case that the people who aren't deaf who live there also speak sign language?
Yeah, everyone in the village speaks sign language. It's, I would say, a harmonious way of looking at people that are a little bit different from us. The so-called advanced Western people, sometimes differ ourselves from, for instance, deaf people. But in El Sayed, even though it's a traditional kind of society, they really look equally upon their deaf people, and there is just a harmonious way of living.
What is the standing of Bedouins in Israel?
Bedouins in Israel are citizens of the country, but unfortunately they are a little bit forgotten and neglected. They live in the secluded Negev desert and don't get the same equal rights as other citizens of Israel. In the movie we see how they live. They live in unrecognized villages, meaning they don't have electricity or running water, they don't have paved roads or postal service, and no telephone infrastructure, so they live in a pretty bad situation.
That leads me to my final question. How much are they connected with the modern world or influenced by the modern world?
It depends. Like every society nowadays, there is influence. Most of the Bedouin people are in contact with other Israelis and work with them. Still, when you come to a Bedouin village, it has its traditional side of it. These people, you know, they have cell phones, they have cars. They are not way back 2 centuries ago. But still, I would say that they are connected with the modern world, but the situation in Israel, just because of the way the government treats their situation in neglection, is the awkward thing about it. That's what leaves them behind, just because they don't have the electricity over there.
Oded Adomai Leshem, the director of Voices from El Sayed, speaking there to Ian Willoughby. We'll have more from the One World Festival on Tuesday.